Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. It is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy from Clifton Heights. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Dave. How are you? I am the smartest man alive.
Whoa! Whoa! All right. Good to hear, because we are all sick and tired of this winning streak Andy's on, which is sitting at 23 consecutive days. So let's put an end to it, Ray.
That's what I'm down with, Dave.
Perfect. Got five questions ready for you. Andy's out of the studio, so once you're done with them, producer Donnie will flag her down, bring her in, and ask her the same five. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. So smartest man in the world, Ray, let's get going with question one.
Okay.
What candy bar's jingle is, give me a break, give me a break, break me off a piece of that
Kit Kat bar.
All right. Question two. Punxsutawney, PA is the home of the famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil. So spell Punxsutawney.
Oh, wow, you're killing me, Dave. Hold on. Capital P, U N X U T A W N E Y.
All right, question three. This is multiple choice. Which singer's number one singles include Mercy, Here Tonight, and Catch? Is that Chris Young, Eli Young Band, or Brett Young?
I think that's Chris Young.
All right, question four, multiple choice. Which weighs more, an average full-grown female hippo, a Nissan Altima, or 600,000 pennies?
I'm going to say the hippo.
All right, and question five. The point for this goes to whoever gets closest to the correct answer. According to a recent survey, when asked to rate their own looks on a scale of 1 to 10, this was the most popular answer.
I would say an 8.
All right, Ray, you are set. What would you give yourself on the 1 to 10?
Oh, me? I'm an 11, Dave. Yeah. I am the smartest man alive. I gotta be good looking.
Smartest and best looking man alive, Andy.
Wow.
You got your work cut out for you. Say hi to Ray.
Oh, man. Hey, Ray.
Good morning, Andy.
I'm distracted by your handsomeness this morning.
Well, hello.
All right. Ray's already up.
All right.
Andy, question one.
Yeah.
What candy bar's jingle is, give me a break, give me a break, Break me off a piece of that
Kit Kat bar.
Yes, that is right. As Ray also knew and also sang.
So oh, good each. Job. But you have to, right?
Yeah. And I'm a good singer, too.
Oh. Good looking, good singer, he's smart. He's got a lot going on there. All right. Question two. Punxsutawney, PA is the home of the famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil. So spell Punxsutawney.
Wow. Ray, how'd you do with this?
I took a swing at it.
Okay. Punxsutawney. Capital P-U-N-X. Punxsutawney.
Andy, that is right.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's the XS. I'll bet that screws everybody.
Yeah. Down. Yeah. Ray went P-U-N-X, I think, then skipped the S.
Yeah.
Went right to you. Although he did give us a capital P, which no one else gives the capital.
Oh, wow. I left the X out. Huh?
Yeah, you left the S out right after. Okay.
I'll tell you what, though, Ray. I mean, bravo for saying capital P because no one, I feel like I'm the only one who knows how to do that.
Are you saying half a point for Ray?
I don't think so.
That's what we're saying. Because I'm the smartest man alive. You got to.
Okay, well, right now you're losing, Ray.
Really?
So, all right, question three.
That he's the smartest man, not the smartest person.
Whoa!
Okay. Oh!
Right, question three.
Can you get this dagger out of me?
Multiple choice. Which singer's number one singles include Mercy, Here Tonight, and Catch? Is it Chris Young, Eli Young Band, or Brett Young? Ray's guess was Chris Young. Mm. It is Brett Young, sadly.
Oh, man.
So Andy has that right.
Wow.
Question four, also multiple choice, Miss Summers.
Okay.
Which weighs more, an average full-grown female hippo, a Nissan Altima, or 600,000 pennies?
I'm going to go the pennies because I feel like that is something that you would have it. That be the answer. Pennies.
Ray's guess was the hippo. A hippo weighs in at 3,000 pounds. 600,000 pennies at 3.11 grams per penny is like 4,100. So, yeah, so it is the pennies.
Well, good thing I got my looks left.
And your beautiful singing voice. Don't forget that. Question five, the point for this goes to whoever gets closest. According to a recent survey, when asked to rate their own looks on a scale of 1 to 10, this was the most popular answer.
I'm going to say a 7.
Ray's guess was an 8, but Ray said that he would rate himself a what?
13.
The answer is a 7. Yes. Andy got it right on the nose and got them all right.
That's fantastic. I feel like I want to tell you that you should have more difficult questions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Ray seems like a smart guy, but only got one right. So.
Well, and a half. One and a half.
One and a half.
One and a half. Yeah. One and a half.
Still got his looks and his singing voice.
Yes, I do.
All right, Ray. But sadly, what do you have to say to Andy?
I am Ray. I thought I was the smartest man alive from Clifton, but I am not smarter than Andy.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing, Ray. You did a great job.
Thanks, guys. Love you and love yourself.
When your morning is rough and you need a good swift kick in the pants to get you going,
somebody help me wake up.
The Andy Summers Show has got your back.
Cool.
Mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.